Today's a good one, and I've got a lot of news for you. If you've been waiting for me to stop making fun of Donald Trump at the beginning, well, today's your day. The Democrats have picked their vice presidential candidate. Trevor Noah said Joe Biden has officially picked Kamala Harris to be his running mate. Say what you want about Joe, but the man went black and he's not going back. Stephen Colbert said this is a historic announcement because Harris is the first black woman and the first person of Indian descent to be nominated for national office by a major party. So Trump's going to have a hard time deciding exactly how to be racist about her. And as Trump, he said, I demand to see both of her birth certificates. Well, that did become a Trump joke after all, didn't it? Ah, Trevor Noah said, I got to say, I'm impressed that Biden picked Kamala even after she destroyed him at that debate. In fact, part of me thinks he only picked her so that she can just never dust his ass in public again. Trevor said, I'm interested to see what the Trump campaign's line of attack is going to be on Kamala because they're going to have a tough time. Everything she's done in her career appeals to Trump's base. He does a Trump impression saying, crafty Kamala spent her whole career locking up criminals and filling up California's jails. She's even friends with cops. Hold on, that actually sounds pretty cool. Mike, is it too late to change you? Jimmy Fallon said Kamala is the daughter of two immigrants. She went to Howard University. She's a Democratic senator from California. That's an inspiring story. Unless you're Trump, then it's a Stephen King novel. Fallon again, she's only had the job for a few hours, but Kamala's already gearing up for debate with Mike Pence. That's why she spent the whole day arguing with a mannequin at Kohl's. From Variety, Maya Rudolph was talking with Entertainment Weekly when the news came in. You may know that Maya played Kamala Harris on Saturday Night Live. Rudolph said, that's spicy. Oh shit, rutro. She told EW she was as surprised as you are about the selection and said she'll return to play the California senator if Lorne Michaels says sure and COVID-19 precautions allow. She said, I just didn't really anticipate traveling during the pandemic, but if there's anyone who can work it out, I'm sure Lorne has some kind of invisible helicopter that can get me there. I don't know that I'm ready to go right this minute, but it's so nice to have this nomination be associated with the show because it's my true love. From The Blaze, your home for comedy news, a stand-up comedy routine from Robin Williams from a decade ago is, in their words, as accurate as ever. They are using Robin Williams from 2009 from his HBO comedy special Weapons of Self-Destruction. In the bit, Robin Williams makes fun of Joe Biden. Williams said 10 years ago, we still have comedy, though. We still have great comedy out there. There's always rambling Joe Biden. What the F, Joe? Joe says shit that even people with Tourette's go, no, what's going on? And Robin said, Joe is like your uncle who's on a new drug and hasn't got the dosage right. That didn't play well with Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda. She was on Twitter and said, hey, while we're reminiscing, you should look up what he said about Trump. I did promise you it's much more savage. Gentle reminder that the dead can't vote, but the living can. In 2012, Robin Williams compared Donald Trump to a scary man and the Wizard of Oz because of his work as a real estate businessman. He also jabbed at Trump over well-publicized comments he made about his daughter Ivanka's appearance. Williams said, this is a man who said, my daughter is hot. Even people in Arkansas went, that's effing wrong. That's just way out of place. Speaking of Robin Williams, everything's coming together today. I love this episode, right? We just went Kamala, Biden, Robin Williams, more Robin Williams. From The Laugh Button, there's a trailer for a new documentary. It's called Robin's Wish that explores the final days of Robin's life. The film shows how the brilliant brain of a man who was often noted for his quick improvisations and comebacks had slowly changed due to the deadly neurodegenerative disorder known as Lewy body dementia. While he kept working up until the end, you can still see much of his charm and energy even in his final projects. In retrospect, you can also see that something was off. Robin's Wish will be on demand September 1st. Hey, let's reboot everything from The Laugh Button. MacGruber's coming back. Sure, Peacock apparently has money to spend and they just don't care. Here's the plot. After rotting in prison for over a decade, America's ultimate hero and uber patriot MacGruber is finally released. His mission to take down a mysterious villain from his past, Brigadier Commander Enos Queeth, with the entire world in the crosshairs. MacGruber must race against time to defeat the forces of evil, only to find that evil may be lurking within. MacGruber on Peacock. You should sign up, right? No? Over at Freeform, Deadline says they've ordered an election-themed series hosted and executive produced by Cal Penn. The Untitled Project is described as a smart, irreverent, unscripted comedy series that explores issues and topics relevant to millennial and Gen Z voters. If you've been sitting around staring at HBO Max saying, hey, where is the Friends reunion? You're going to have to wait. A suit over there says we're holding out for being able to get this special done hopefully by the end of the summer if the stars align, and hopefully we can get back into production. We do think there's a value to having a big raucous live audience to experience these six great friends coming back together, and we didn't want to just suddenly do it on a web call with, you know, six squares and people shooting from their kitchens and bedrooms. So we'll keep waiting for that. Selena Gomez is heading for Hulu, says The Hollywood Reporter. She will star alongside Steve Martin and Martin Short in Hulu's straight-to-series comedy, Only Murders in the Building. The plot revolves around three strangers who share an obsession with true crime, who suddenly find themselves wrapped up in one. Gomez will play the third stranger alongside Short and Martin. Kevin Hart tweets, back in the lab working on some new with team. Yeah, I stumbled over that because he wrote back in the lab working on some new with team. Coming out of this pandemic with some effing heat, mark my words, hashtag comedic rock star SH blank blank. And if you like outdoor comedy in San Diego, got bad news from the La Jolla Light. The La Jolla Comedy Store's efforts to offer stand-up comedy in an outdoor setting were shut down over the weekend. They had launched the Outside Comedy Series on July 18th. They had built a stage in the alley behind the business. They hung up lights. There were tables and chairs. Comedian Vicky Barbalock said it was wonderful and said, I hadn't been on stage for 5 months. I know there are places hosting Zoom comedy, but that's like having a Zoom date. It's just awful. The option of outdoor comedy was so wonderful. It was so much fun. The audience was happy to be doing something they used to do. However, an officer of the San Diego Police Department said officers gave them a copy of the county health order, and the club voluntarily complied with the health order once we let them know they were in violation of the order. Soon afterward, management posted on the club's Instagram page, apparently you can sit outside to eat and drink at socially distanced tables and are safe as long as nobody's telling jokes. The Outside Comedy Series is canceled until further notice. It was fun while it lasted. It is a fun week here at Daily Comedy News. For all the weeks where I'm like, eh, there's nothing going on. This week, too much going on. I already got plenty for tomorrow and the weekend and Monday and Tuesday. So don't miss out. Subscribe on Apple or Google Podcasts. Follow on Spotify. Thank you for listening. Catch you tomorrow.